masters of making excuses for ourselves, aren't we? It starts from the time we learn to speak as a child. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. She did it. We love to blame others, don't we? And as it turns out, though we can make excuses for just about anything, the problem is you and I both know that it just doesn't cut the mustard. Excuses don't help. Excuses don't set things right. Excuses don't get our lives heading in the right direction. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we poke around and take a look at the excuses we make from a different perspective. I spent a lot of my life making excuses. Perhaps you have too. Do you remember as a child, when you did something wrong, how quickly you were able to formulate an excuse for your parents when they held you to account? It's amazing how early in life we start with the excuses. And then later in life, we deal with this issue and that, we make a mistake here or there, perhaps we even reject God, as I did for much of my adult life. And we have an excuse. Well, I didn't know. Well, you know, I felt this or I thought this and well, so it didn't turn out okay. Well, it's not my fault. That's the bottom line. We want to shift the blame somewhere else. Well, I didn't realize that there was a God. I didn't realize that he's a good God. I didn't know that some of the stuff I'm into is like giving him a slap in the face. We all like to think that God is a kind and loving God, and he is. But when we turn our backs on him, as we all have, there's a price to pay, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you that from time to time. It's so easy to go through life living on the superficial physical level. Some people listening today, they're pretty well off. Others are living in war zones and refugee camps. Some are pretty resilient. Some are damaged emotionally. Doesn't matter who we are or where we are. There's something we need to hear. It's a message from God, and I'm going to share it with you today, even though it may not seem like a particularly comfortable or popular message. Have a listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in Romans, the book of Romans, a letter that he wrote in chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is what he says. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, their hearts became foolish and were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a man or a bird or an animal or a reptile. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator. This is a passage about our wickedness, our sin. The word sin means literally to miss the mark. The whole point, the mark, is for us to have a great life in relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we turn away from that, we miss the point, we miss the mark. And that's what sin is. And God's wrath, his anger, his judgment, his punishment are being stored up for those people. And that's true no matter who we are or where we're at or what we're going through. And Paul actually lists some of these sins. Have a listen. Romans chapter 1, verse 29. He says, those people have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, God-haters. They're insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. It's quite a list, isn't it? And maybe you recognize one or two of those in that list. You know what we do, though? Instead of saying, you know something, that's me, I take responsibility for that, we want to blame everyone else. It's not my fault. So-and-so did this and that, and then that made me feel this way, and so I did that. And besides, I never really thought about God. Does he really exist? Do you see the excuses we come up with? The duck shoving. We want to lay off this blame somewhere else. If there's stuff happening in your life, relationship issues, perhaps fear, perhaps you live in a war zone, perhaps you're struggling with poverty, perhaps you're living in a dangerous place, perhaps people have done some bad things and you're feeling emotionally damaged and you're saying, Bernie, I don't need to hear this stuff. I have to tell you something. Before we can accept the grace of God, we need to understand how desperately we need that. This message is for everyone, no matter who we are. It is time to stop making excuses. Let's put first things first. God does exist. Listen again to what Paul says. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth through their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his power, his divine nature, have been clearly evident. We can understand them from what he made, so that we are without excuse. Look around. Look at creation. People want to deny God. Look at the stars, the cosmos, the earth, the plants, the animals, the forces of nature, the land, the sea. Come on. God's fingerprints are all over that. Stop and think about it for a few minutes. It's so vast, yet so intricate, so complex, yet so beautifully simple. So interdependent. Everything works so brilliantly together. Was that just an accident? Or was it made by God? Yes, God's invisible. But who he is can be clearly seen. So Paul writes, there are no more excuses. God is God. We have rejected him. And all he wants for us to do is to admit that and turn back to him. There is a link between what we're going through in life and where we are in our relationship with God. There is. But what we do is exactly what Paul says. Although we claim to be wise, we become fools. We exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like men or birds or animals or reptiles. See, we worship things we can see. Some people in parts of Africa where this program goes to air are into witchcraft and into devil worship. You go there and it's a big deal. We have traded the reality and the wonder of glory of God for all those other things. We have started to worship what we can see and forgotten what we can't see. There are consequences. One day, you and I will stand before God in judgment. But there are consequences here and now too. We rebel against God. We go our own way. We're stiff-necked. We're insolent. And then things will fall apart in our lives. There are consequences, and they're right in front of our noses. Listen to me. God is talking to us through his word today. Wake up! Wherever you are you in this place that Paul is talking about? Now, God isn't a bunch of rules. But there are a few things, just a handful he says don't do, and when we reject him, there are consequences. There just are. Now that you've heard it, there are no more excuses. It is time to turn back to him. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Would you like to receive God's abundant blessing and his extravagant grace into your life? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily 3-minute video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into his word. God's word. Fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.